Welcome, friends, to February 28th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Thanks for listening. On today's episode, the ATF raid Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. Edward Acheson will patent carborundum. The Kilpatrick Dahlgren affair begins. And President Tyler will barely escape death on the USS Princeton accident. So without further delay, let's get started. 1993. ATF raid the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. David Koresh was a cult leader of the Branch Davidians, a spinoff from the Seventh-day Adventist Church at the Mount Carmel Center Ranch near Waco. After a delivery man accidentally dropped a box full of what turned out to be grenades, the authorities were alerted and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or the ATF, were called in. The raid was unsuccessful and resulted in 4 agents and 6 cult members getting killed. This would prompt a 51-day standoff, and on April 19th, the feds moved in with tear gas. A fire broke out, and Koresh and 76 Branch Davidians, including women and children, were killed. Years later, this would lead to the Oklahoma City bombing. 1893. Edward Acheson from Pennsylvania patents an abrasive he named carborundum. He worked for the Wizard of Menlo Park, Thomas Edison, which is where he came up with the Acheson process, made to use silicon carbide to this day. He also came up with the conducting carbon Edison could use in his light bulb. In Civil War news, 1864, Kilpatrick Dahlgren affair begins. It started out with Union General Hugh Judson Kilpatrick taking 3,500 men to rescue POWs from the lightly defended capital of the Confederate States in Richmond, Virginia. He was hoping to spread the word of President Lincoln's proclamation of amnesty and Reconstruction. This would have offered a pardon and restoration of property to Confederate fighters. It was a failure of epic proportions. 21-year-old Colonel Ulrich Dahlgren stopped him and routed his men eastward. Dahlgren was killed in the ambush, and the Confederates found papers on him that, instead of talking about amnesty for the rebels, it instead had instructions to burn Richmond and kill Confederate President Jefferson Davis and his cabinet. This was taken to the press and published in the Richmond Daily Examiner, but its authenticity is obviously disputed. It's been pointed out that they were likely forged by the Confederates to stir morale in Virginia. 1844. Tyler barely escapes accidental death on the USS Princeton. Captain John Stockton did much of the design on this magnificent ship and was looking forward to showing her off. On February 28, 1844, President Tyler, several other political bigwigs, and wealthy New Yorker David Gardner and his 20-year-old daughter Julia, whom President Tyler had a big crush on, were on board cruising the Potomac on the Big Princeton test run. On it was a new cannon called the Peacemaker. Although it had not been tested, Stockton fired a couple rounds of cannon to the oohs and ahs and applause of everyone on board. Then President Tyler went down below for refreshments. And while he was down there, Tyler's Secretary of War talked Stockton to firing a third round. This one exploded the cannon and killed 6 people, including David Gardner, and injured dozens of others. It also nearly killed the president. As the boat docked in the Washington Navy Yard, Tyler scooped Julia Gardner to safety in his arms. Julia fell in love with him, and they were soon married. And that's it, friends, for February 28th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Alfalfa Bill, the Playboy Mansion, Benjamin Franklin will visit Animal House, and I'll talk about music news with Bing Crosby, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, and Puff Daddy. So until then, be sure to check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave a comment on the comment board if you choose to do so, and I highly encourage you to do that. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And in general, just thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.